All right, this will make part five. And on the parable of the sower, part five, on the thorny ground, so we're going to deal with that thorn, that one thorn of the cares of life. And I really, today, through the whole week I've worked on this, I want to focus on the cares of life and what we can do to guard against it, to be ready for heaven when Jesus comes. You know, the devil would like to drown every one of us with cares and with burdens and with worries and fears. He just like to overwhelm you. God, we need you. We need you, Lord. I prayed all morning. I said, God, I need you. We need you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, turn with me and let's get going here. Mark 4 and 2. Jesus is speaking. And he, Jesus, taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine, he taught them, hearken, behold, listen to me close. God's a saying, Jesus is a saying, listen and take heed. There went out a sower to sow, and it came to pass as he sowed, look on down to verse 7, and some of the seed, fell among what?
Thorns.
And the thorns grew up. And what?
Choked it.
And it yielded no fruit. Look now at verse 18. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word. The word gets in them. And the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things entering in choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. You may be seated. Notice, Jesus said the ground, in the heart of these people yielded no fruit. I want you to know that the fruit of the Spirit, God's Holy Spirit, is love, joy, and peace. According to Galatians 5:22, if we do not have these, the love, the joy, and the peace, there has to be a reason. There has to be a reason if you don't have this fruit.
Right.
Come on. Could it be that something or some things are choking God's Spirit out in our life? Could it be? There's 100 different things, children, this world could throw at you, and the enemy of your soul, the devil, could bring your way to choke you out. I've got something I want to hold on to. I want to keep it.
Amen.
I got love, joy, and peace in my heart. And he goes on to say, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, temperance, patience, godliness, brother, kindness, on down the fruits of the Spirit. I was down praying a long, long, long time ago, down on my knees in a church service. And I had remembered all the fruits of the Spirit. And I said, Lord, and I was going to listen to him. I said, Lord, I want love, joy, peace. And the Lord stopped me right in the middle of my prayer. He said, son, if you get the first one, it'll open the door to every one of the others.
Amen.
Oh, God. When we love him with our whole heart, when we do, we'll love one another. Ain't you glad you passed from death unto life because you love the brethren and the sisters? Put a love in me, Lord. And there's a reason that we don't have this victory. There's something choking out the peace of God. Oh, God. If you are truly saved and you love the Lord, there will be, regardless of your afflictions, regardless of your trials, regardless of the temptations, regardless of the hard things you face, listen, if you're really saved and you really love the Lord, there will be a deep joy and a gladness down in your soul.
How many could say, Tommy, I've been in places that I have hurt. I've been in places that I've had sorrow. I've had loneliness. I've had troubles. But there's something on the inside of me that is keeping me. It's a keeping me. Raise your little hand. I've got something on the inside that is keeping me through it all. Through the dark, deep valleys. If I have to cross the hot, burning sands of the desert, I still have Him on the inside of me. I'm glad it's joy unspeakable and full of glory today. Praise God. Ooh, I feel him in my jaws. Oh, yeah, God. Holy, he's real. This sweet Holy Ghost, he'll reveal himself to you. Oh, you take time to seek the Lord, seek his face, seek his strength. He'll reveal himself to you. Thank God. I told Mary, Brother Ron, I told her yesterday, that people are happy to be saved.
Amen.
But they're not saved enough to be happy.
Amen.
There's a lot of truth in it. Well, praise be to the Lord. It ain't hard for me to smile. It ain't hard for me to raise my hands and praise Him. He's been good to me. Well, He's blessed me. He's kept me. He's been a friend sticking closer to me than a brother. Praise be to the Lord.
Yeah.
Children, I preach this all week between one Sunday and next Sunday. I do. I go up down the hall. I get on the computer. I'll take a break. I'll get in there. I told Mary, I think it was this morning, I said, a lot of times, I said, I'll just go into the kitchen and get me a drink of water or something. If something comes to me, I'll hurry back to the computer. I said, I need to add that in my notes.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
We brought out last week how that it is possible, probable, that most of the Christians in our day fit into this third category. It just seems that people don't have time for God, or should I say, they won't take time for God.
Right.
Holy, He has been crowded out. Listen. Our lives, Brother Ronnie, are busier right now than they've ever been. Does it seem like to you that the time flies so quick that we don't have enough time to get everything done?
Right.
Our jobs, our obligations in the home and family press us on every side. Children, we're surely living in stressful times that Jesus said would come, and we are here. Say stress with me.
Stress.
Have you ever been there? You feel stressed? Sometimes, Sister Maria, we feel stretched beyond ourselves. It seems like at times that we're pulled apart in so many directions. We're inundated with calls and problems and worries, concerns of our own and concerns of others, and so many other things that we get bogged down and overwhelmed. When this happens, it robs us of our peace of mind, and Jesus said it chokes us out in our spiritual life. It smothers the inner man.
Oh, God.
Children, our burdens get heavy, and we grasp for tranquil and calm. And you'll not find it in anything in this world, in this natural life. No, you can only find it in God. You can only find it in Jesus. Oh, praise be to the Lord. We feel like we're stuck on a merry-go-round. It's spinning faster and faster. We cannot slow down or get off. And it's not all merry. Oh, God. Jesus knew that we all would face these times. Jesus said in John 16:33, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Raise your little hand. Who is it that you're serving today? Who is it that lives inside of your heart? Who is it that saved your soul? Who is it that bought you by the blood, the shed blood on the cross of Calvary? I'm telling you, Jesus overcome death, hell. He overcome the powers of darkness. Hallelujah. And the devil himself. He said, "The prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. I've got all power. And if he lives inside of me, he'll give me the peace. Be of good cheer. Be of good comfort. I have overcome the world." Raise your little hand. If he lives in me, he'll give me peace and he'll make me an overcomer.
Ah, gracious sakes, I feel like taking this out on the street.
I'm not kidding. Holy God. Holy God.
There's peace and joy in this. Oh, God.
Amen.
Holy, 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 holy. In this world, you shall have tribulation, but be of good comfort, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. There's a song Ben Mary sings. The only real peace I have, dear Lord, is in you. The only real peace I have, dear Lord, is in you. With all life's frustrations, I need you, and I know I do. For the only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. Oh, God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Jesus said, I'll have you all to read some here in just a little bit. Jesus said that right before he returns for his church, that men's hearts would fail them for looking after those things coming upon the earth. Distress of nations. Luke 21:34. Jesus said, "And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts would be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that that day come upon you unawares." Look, children, at the word overcharged. In the Greek, it means to be burdened and weighed down. It means to be overcharged. Surfeiting means to take on or taking in too much that causes the heart to give out. Notice close. Jesus is not talking about your physical heart only. He's speaking of the spiritual heart. Your inner man inside of you, your very soul, it can also fail you and give out from too much of this world and its cares. Oh God, how many people are fainting spiritually, dear Lord, because of all the cares of life that is crowded in up on them. I know I've said it before,
we all go through times, testing times and trying times. Oh, Lord, help me to keep be strong in my heart, to be strong in my soul, and to love him and to hold on to him.
Yes.
God, holy God. The spirit of man sustaineth his infirmity. Look at the infirmity for a minute. That's Proverbs, Solomon. The spirit of a man, if you're strong in your heart, you've got a made up mind. You're strong in the spirit man. You might have infirmities. You might have sicknesses and afflictions. But there's just something on the inside. It'll sustain you. Did it sustain you? You went through the operation. Did it sustain you, Sissy? Who was it came in there and guided the doctor's hands? Who is it that got you back on two good legs, standing legs? Who is it that you come up here and come up the steps and sing your song? Raise your little hand to Jesus. Oh, praise be to the Lord. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Praise be to the Lord. And Sissy, he's a sustaining you too. That sweet Holy Ghost that he gave you a long, long, long time ago. Hey, Lord, speak it in tongues when you feel it coming over you and you feel that power from the glory world. The Lord's let you know many, many times you've been through it, but he's letting you know he's with you today. Raise your hand and praise him.
Yes.
I'll give you an illustration of this, and you all could and you might relate to it. In our kitchen, very nice kitchen, we have an Instapot, we have a microwave, we have a toaster oven. I'm going somewhere. Sometimes it overloads the circuit, and it kicks the breaker, and we lose all power to all three. No food can be fixed. We've had to learn that we must leave one off and let it go while we run the other two. Mary had a hen in the Instant Pot not very long ago. She was baking bread in the toaster oven. And put a big dish in the microwave and pushed go on it and all three of them. And wham! The kitchen went dark. The appliances, Ronnie, Brother Ronnie, died and shut down. Listen, if these breakdowns happen in the natural when trying to take on too much, it also can happen in the spiritual, which can be far worse. I don't want to lose power to you. Raise your hand. My Lord, how many feels him in the house today? I don't want to lose power. Whoa, man, I feel him. Does my hair stand on end yet? I don't want to break down.
Come on.
I don't want to lose power. Be careful of all the stuff that you get involved in. I know we all have things we have to do, obligations, but don't take on too much. That it steals God's time. We can break down. Oh, Jesus. I don't want to lose his presence. I want to stay connected, Brother Ron,
there you go.
To him,
there you go.
And keep his life-giving spirit in my heart.
Yes.
Can I tell you the joy of the Lord is your strength, but
yes.
You've got to stay connected. We're dealing with cares, the cares of life in this lesson. Cares that choke the life of God out of you.
Have you ever had times when you felt like you couldn't breathe? Smothered in the natural. Cares of life with its worries and its pressures and its stress can make you feel like you're smothering.
Oh God, I type by inspiration, children. God only knows where it goes. You feel like you're smothered. You feel like you need to get out and get away. You just need to get a break. Whew, my Lord. I just need to get a break. I need to get out. Oh God. Your nerves can make you feel like that. Pressure from the enemy. The psalmist David said in Psalm 55, give ear to my prayer, O God. Attend. Pay attention to me, God. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint, and I make a noise. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of oppression. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. How many people, even good people right now, are sighing? Have you ever groaned? Anybody in this house ever groaned and sighed within you?
Yes.
Have you ever been there? Have you ever been there? And you say, God, I need help.
Yes.
I feel him today. You sigh. Lord, I need you. If I could just feel an inward relief and get a release. Jesus, I need peace. Oh Lord, I need rest. In my soul I'm pressed, and I need rest. Is there an antidote?
Yes.
Is there a remedy for such times like that? Someone, Brother Charles, you got your Bible. Would you turn into Psalm 61? And I want you to read verse 1. Psalms 61 and verse 1. We'll read one verse at a time here and keep your Bible open. And we'll comment as we go on each verse.
Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer.
Okay. David said, hear my cry, oh God. Has anybody in this house ever been desperate?
Yes.
I need help. I need a breakthrough. I need the Spirit to lift me, to lift some of this load. Oh God. You ever been desperate and faced a situation that you really needed God to come through and to help you? Maybe you're battling right now with something that's getting you down.
Amen.
Listen, there are mental, physical, and financial battles that can drag you down spiritually and leave you in turmoil and drain the very life out of you. Read verse 12, brother. Verse 2.
From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I.
Amen.
Amen.
How many knows he's a solid rock? How many knows he's great? Hey Lord, he's a refuge in the time of trouble. Oh, what are you saying, David? From the end of the earth, O Lord, will I cry unto thee. It seemed like, Brother Ron, that David was at a place he felt like he was at the very end. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock
that is higher than I. Listen now. The Hebrew word for overwhelmed is atoth, which means David was in deep emotional and spiritual distress. He was burdened beyond his physical strength. He felt like he just could not go on any longer, could not stand anymore. Did you know that you can spiritually faint and swoon on the inside of you? Listen, others might not even know it. You might smile. You might go through the motions when family or others is around, and you're trying to hold it all together. You carry on through everyday life, but you are hurting on the inside. Can I tell you that God sees you today? He knows you today. He understands you today. He loves you, and He cares. I said the Lord cares about you and about your welfare and how that you feel. Raise both hands unto the Lord. He knows, He's aware, and He cares. God.
Amen.
He cares, kids.
God cares more than you'll ever realize He does.
That's right.
We have a mediator, an advocate, Jesus Christ the righteous. He sits on the right hand of God. And when we come to Him and come to the Father in Jesus' name, and we're in desperate need, Jesus looks over. He's our mediator.
Right.
A mediator speaks.
That's right.
And He's a go-between. Between the one that's in need, desperate need, and the other one that can help. Father God, I need help, Lord, I need. And Jesus hears the prayer. He looks over with nail scars in His hands and said, Father, they're in need and they're in trouble. I've paid the price for them. I know their suffering. I know their hurt. I know their pain. And the Father, through His Son, comes down in a sweet Holy Ghost and brings the help that we need.
Amen.
Whew,
amen.
My Lord.
Yeah, amen.
Oh, Spirit of God. Lord, you ever feel like I've reached my limit? I need help. Look at verse 3, brother. Read it. Read verse 3.
For thou hast been a shelter for me, and a strong tower from the enemy.
Look at the term, thou hast been. Past tense. David's looking back on his life. And a strong tower from the enemy. How many in this house today realizes that it is God who has brought you to where you are right now?
Amen.
You're here because of Him.
Right.
You're here today. You can smile. You can praise Him because of His grace. Every one of us are here because of His mercy and because of His love. He didn't walk out. He was right there to help us.
Yes.
Oh, God. He's kept you and He's never failed. David, in his present dilemma, is looking back over his life and he's telling God, Lord, I remember many times when I didn't have anyone else that I could go to. Nobody who could really understand
But you were there. You were my shelter. You were my hope, oh God. You were my strength. I leaned on you back then, and you helped me. It was your grace that brought me through. And here I am again. How many's in the house today and say, here I am again, oh Lord. It's me in the need of prayer. I don't know what your needs are here today. I know some's got sicknesses and afflictions and trials. I know that. But oh, God knows all about it. Ain't you glad that we serve one that is high and lifted up? Hallelujah. And he loves us with an everlasting love. His compassions fail on. They're new every morning. Give him a wave offering. He never fails. Hallelujah.
Holy God. Holy God.
This lesson is bigger than I am. Man, oh man. Verse 4, brother.
I will abide in thy tabernacle forever.
How long?
Forever. I will trust in the cover of thy wings.
Selah.
Yes.
David's just saying, oh God, oh yeah. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the cover of thy wings, Selah. And when David penned the word Selah, he paused to think about what he wrote. And anybody reading his writing was supposed to pause and think about this.
Yes.
What are you saying, Psalmist David? Y'all ready? Lord, I'm still holding on. And I'm still serving you. I'm not letting go. You were with me then, and you are with me now. Like the song says, the Lord will make a way somehow. How many's ever heard this song?
Yes.
Well, yes. The Lord will make a way somehow. When beneath the cross I bow, He will take away each sorrow. Just let Him have your burdens now.
Thank you, Lord.
And when the law bears down so heavy, the weight is shown upon your brow.
Praise you, Lord.
There's a sweet relief in the wind. The Lord will make a way somehow. When everything seems so hopeless, I know the Lord will make a way somehow.
Has He done it, kids? Has He done it? You still got food on the table, clothes to wear, car to drive.
Hallelujah. Money to pay your bills. Let's just raise our hand and just wave it to the Lord. Woo! He's a faithful God. Praise God.
I need somebody else to turn to Isaiah 32 and read verse 1 and 2. Verse 1 and 2. And notice, while she's turning, this is a prophecy speaking about Jesus. He's the righteous King that shall come. Isaiah prophesied 700 years before Christ came to earth. It's a prophecy about Jesus. He would become man. God's Son become a man.
Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in judgment. A man shall be as a hidden place from the wind, and a cover from the tempest, as rivers of waters in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land.
Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in judgment. And a man, Jesus became man, shall be as an hiding place from the wind,
yes,
and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Who is this hiding place from the wind and the covering from the tempest? It is Jesus. Who is the waters in a dry place? It is Jesus. Who is the rock in a weary land that you can rest in its shadow? It is Jesus. How many could say here today, Jesus is my solid rock of salvation. I'm leaning on him and I'm secure. Thank you, Lord. Best way I could describe this or illustrate it, when the sun comes up in the morning, how many knows the sun's hotter in the afternoon than it is in the morning?
Right.
If you're out in the garden and you want to get an early start in the garden, Brother Bill, you can take your hoe out there and get all these weeds and thorns and thistles out of it, you're going to break a sweat. I planted this and I'm telling you the curse of sin. Look at these weeds are trying to take over my crops, my beans and my corn and my tomatoes, and I'm gonna have to get in my shed and get the hoe out of there and I'm gonna have to hoe my garden.
Yeah.
Did you know when you're really, really, really hot, say the sun come up in the morning. Here it is. And this great big rock, just picture this podium right here, great big, it's a lot bigger than that podium. It's a great big rock. That sun's over there. Did you know the shadow is really way over here? It's way over here. You go over that wall, that sun hitting that great big old rock, that shade, you could bask in the shade, you could rest in the shade. That sun comes over, starts coming, and the higher it gets, listen, the shadow gets less. He gets higher, the shadow that you can rest in and cool in, it gets less and less. It gets almost over top of that great big rock. You know what our trials does to us children? Do you know what the hot trials that we, the fiery darts and the hot trials does to us? It forces us closer and closer to the rock.
Amen.
Right.
Yes.
Amen.
Jesus. Well, Jesus.
Come on.
When it's straight overhead, that's the hottest time. Oh God. But when it's at an angle and it starts going over, as it goes over, the shadow gets more and more and more on this side here. Thank you, Lord, for that shadow of the rock in a weary land. Can we praise him here today? He's my shadow. He's my rivers of water. He's cold waters to the thirsty soul. Wow. He's a cover from the tempest. The tempest is harder than a storm. The winds are blowing. It's a tempest. He's not covering it. When the winds are blowing and the tempest and the rain, I've got a hiding place. Somebody's got a hiding place.
Jesus.
Who is it, children?
Jesus.
Oh, God. Praise the Lord. Oh, goodness. I know, listen, that some of us are carrying burdens that are weighing us down and draining us mentally, spiritually, and it's weighing us down physically. Our emotions sometimes are on edge. Did you know that we can get so stressed that God's spirit feels a million miles away from you?
Yes.
Worries, anxieties, fears, frustrations will press and crowd you. And if you don't get relief, it can erode your very hope and you can lose the will to fight. And that awful feeling inside comes, I'll just quit and give up. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do it. Everybody in this church today, you say, that don't fit me. There'll be times in your life that the devil, the old enemy will tell you, what's the use?
Yep.
Quit fighting so hard. Let up on your prayers. It ain't doing any good. Yes, it is.
Yes.
Phew. Come on, tell the Lord it's worth it, Jesus. It's worth it, Lord. It's worth it. I'm holding on. I'm not giving up. I'm not quitting. Sister Maria, I'm holding on to the horns of the altar. I got something a long time ago. I'm going to keep it. Praise the Lord. The winds may blow, the lightning my flesh, and old time, and the thunder may roll, but I'm going on with Jesus just the same. He's brought me this far. I've come by faith this far. I've been a hanging by thread sometimes, but my faith held on to the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
People are suffering, and this is when we need one another. This came to me. We need one another. Children, listen, we all need each other right now more than ever.
Right.
Together, we pray. Together, we pray for strength. Together we pray for healing and encouragement. Like the song the Spencers sing that says, when you're down in the valley, prayer is all I can do. But the Lord sends deliverance and strengthens you. Now if you're up on the mountain and see me struggling alone, lift my name up to Jesus. Let's help each other make it home. Wave your arms to him. We're in this boat together. Praise God. Can I tell everybody in this house, man, I feel him. I feel him. We're nearer to heaven's shore than we've ever been. It won't be long that we'll pull in. We'll dock at heaven's shore. We'll drop that anchor the last time, Brother Ron, when our feet touch the streets of gold. Hey, Lord, it'll all be over with. Sin will be gone. Sickness and sorrow will vanish away. No pain, no tears shall enter the gates of that city. Praise him, church. We're on our way. Hallelujah to God. Let's help each other make it home.
Yes.
God, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Come on.
Keep going. Come on, man. Come on.
Slip up by somebody. God put somebody on your heart. Slip up beside them. Put your arm through theirs. Come on, I'll help you.
Amen.
Come on, we can make it. Shake a brother's hand, a sister's hand, and say, you're special to the Lord. God loves you. And I'll pray for you. We're going home. Praise God. We're on our way. Galatians 6 and 2. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Oh, to know somebody loves you and that really cares when you're going through it. And receive help and encouragement from them. It means everything. Children, we cannot make it on our own. I can't make it on my own. God has made it that way that we have to have each other. We need one another's prayers and encouragement.
Yes.
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Who's got your Bible ready here? Sheila, you want to read this? Turn with me into 1 Peter 5. 1 Peter 5. And you're going to read verse 6 and 7. 1 Peter 5, 6 and 7. And while you're turning there, everybody, you're here today, and the Lord knows all about your worries, your daily anxieties and pressures that you're under. He knows your responsibilities. He knows your concerns. God sees your fears about tomorrow. He sees you concerned about the future. He knows your mental, your spiritual, physical, and even your financial state. He sees the many distractions that's pulling for your attention to pull it away from God. Can I say today, God wants your attention. So does this world. And the enemy wants you. Would you read it?
Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you.
How many needs this house before I quit? How many in this house needs God's touch here today?
Yes, amen.
I need his touch today. My. Lord, I need your strength. I need new strength. Can I tell you there is strength in the Spirit of God, in his presence. You'll find that strength. He'll sustain you. But you got to do your part.
Right.
Tell us one more time, Simon Peter. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time. There's coming a time for you to be exalted, lifted up. Casting all of your care upon him, for he careth for you. Look at the word casting. I love a dictionary. I love my concordance. Casting, the word casting. The Holy Ghost inspired Peter to write. It means placing a heavy load onto someone else who is able to carry it. It literally means giving all of your worries, your anxieties, and your burdens and concerns to God instead of trying to carry them all alone.